is his view on monogamy wrong? Okay, that is what we are going to cover today. So the reason I even wanted to cover this is because y'all was putting a lot of words in that man's mouth. A lot of stuff y'all said he said, he didn't really say that. So I wanted to do like a little dive into what actually was said. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of Single Woman Chronicles, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. How are y'all doing today? If you are watching me on camera, you know, my ring light went out, so the lighting is just gonna do what it's gonna do. It is 5:58 while I'm recording. I am preparing for the sun to go down, so I'm fighting against time, y'all, but fight with me. Y'all fight with me, okay? So today, I just want to speak on the whole Kofi Cerebo situation. I don't know if I'm saying that man's name correctly, okay? I don't know, but that's what we're going to talk about today. Let me turn this computer because I had a little glare. Okay, that's better. Yes, we're going to talk about Kofi Cerebo today and his views on monogamy. Is his view on monogamy wrong? Okay, that is what we are going to cover today. So the reason I even wanted to cover this is because y'all was putting a lot of words in that man's mouth. A lot of stuff y'all said, he didn't really say that. So I wanted to do like a little dive into what actually was said because I haven't seen the whole video, but I've seen enough to know y'all was putting words in that man's mouth. And also, I feel like y'all are still angry at the Harlem episode, which I am too. And so y'all are conflating his character as Seth into who he is as Kofi. And he did not say what y'all are saying that he said. Okay? So let's jump into it. Let's just listen to the whole clip. Okay? 6-second clip. Let's listen to the clip.
Relationship lasted 3, 4, 5 years each, you know, so then, you know, and then to fast forward, you know, my life changed, you know, so there was a different, I started working every day. Then there's the fame element and the abundance of people and exposure. And, you know, I've just had different shifts and different seasons where it seems like sometimes monogamy feels like role playing and it sometimes feels restrictive. You know, so there's an element of it that feels performative. And I understand the tradition of it. I understand the deeper, you know, I understand that. But then there's a part of me that just had questions. So I went through some phases where I'm like, well, why? Why do we do it like this? And is this how I want to do it? And from observing people who play those roles, my parents included, I see some blind spots. You know what I'm saying? Does that mean we have to throw away the whole system? Not necessarily. Like, I honestly.
We're going to dissect it, okay? Because listen here. He said a lot of things. And I like to go into the meaning of the things in which that he said. Okay? Like, let's get into the meaning of the things in which that he had said. Okay? So, one of the first things he said, let me get my notes because I have notes. Okay? I have notes. He said after he got famous. Before he got famous, he was in them 3 to 5 year relationships, I think he said. And then he said after he got famous, he realized the abundance of people and exposure. All right, let's keep it there. Okay, let's roll the clip first.
A relationship lasted 3, 4, 5 years each, you know, so then, you know, and then to fast forward, you know, my life changed, you know, so there was a different, I started working every day. Then there's the fame element and the abundance of people and exposure. And, you know,
okay, so the abundance of people and exposure. So I will say this, until you have been in that man's shoes, you don't know what it looks like to have the exposure of fame and selections, okay? Because if you just used to dating Lamar DeMar from the corner store and you get big and famous and now you can date Aaron, Pierre, that's Mufasa, like he's in your vicinity, you got access to these types of people, I believe your dating would change a little bit, okay? I get what he's saying, okay? I think it will change a little bit, okay? Okay, now y'all listen to me fully before y'all start jumping down my throat. I'm just trying to dissect what this young man is saying, because the girly pops is mad at Kofi Cerebo. The girly pops are mad at this man. Y'all think this man done said that he believes in respectful non-monogamy when really Seth said that on the show. Kofi didn't say that in this interview. Okay, let's continue. This is the next thing he said that I felt we should dissect.
Shifts in different seasons where it seems like sometimes monogamy feels like role play and it sometimes feels restrictive, you know, so there's an element of it that feels performative.
Okay, so he said that monogamy can feel restricted and performative. All right. I believe it can, depending on if that is a goal or not. Like, I don't deny that. Like, if your goal is not seriously dating and ending up with a person, one person, then it can feel restrictive to you. Now, performative, I'm questioning that because I'm wondering what makes it feel performative for him, because performative to me is a cute word for fake. Like, you are faking things that you actually don't want to do. Now, if you genuinely are in relationship with somebody, and that's friendship, relationship, worker, like as an employee to an employer, there are going to be some things that you have to do that you don't necessarily want to do. But if you like your job, even if you don't like your job, but you like paying your bills, if you like your friends, you love your friend, and you want to make them happy, you're going to do those things. And they only feel performative if you are a bit of a selfish person, in my opinion. Because love is a selfless act. And if you know that you are not a selfless person, monogamy just may not be for you, and we are okay with that. So I understand the restrictive, because there is a level of discipline you must have when you are in a monogamous relationship. Let's not deny that. You have to have discipline because there's going to be temptation. I don't care how amazing that person you are with. There are other people who look good too. There are going to be days where they're not making you happy, so you're probably going to be looking left and right. So let's not act like my brother ain't talking, okay? Let's not act like my brother ain't talking, okay? All right? But the performative part was like, what you mean by that? What you mean by that? Let me see if this light, because this sun going down. Quick, y'all. Yeah, this light don't even want to be respectful at all. I need a new ring light. Anyway, let's roll the next clip.
And I understand the tradition of it. I understand I understand that. But then there's a part of me that just had questions. So I went through some phases where I'm like, well, why? Why do we do it like this? And is this how I want to do it?
All right. So in the next clip, he says, he started to ask himself, why do we do this? Like, why am I doing this? And I honestly believe that is a good question, because here's my thing. The issue ain't that Kofi don't like monogamy. The issue is, in your mind, you wanted him. And in your mind, because he's a celebrity, you want him to want what you want. And because he's not supporting the line of relationship you wants to be in, you feel like he the problem. Is he really the problem? He's really not. Because to me, I prefer honesty over everything, bro. Like, I think I prefer going into a situation and a man fully knowing that he does not want monogamy and telling me that up front versus a guy who has not explored these questions and is trying to do monogamy when deep down inside he knows that ain't something he really want. So why is you wasting my time? So I respect men who, or people, period, who will go sit down and internally take inventory over, who am I? What am I trying to do here? What is the reason I'm doing this? Am I doing this because everyone says I should do this? Y'all, it's getting dark. Hold on. Okay, it was getting too dark. I'm like, hold on. What's going on here? Okay, so I prefer the guy who's going to be upfront and honest. And I think
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I think y'all want to be lied to because y'all lie to y'allself. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot the messenger. I read in Proverbs that, there's a proverb that says people will ruin their own lives and blame God. I feel like a lot of people say they want something, and this is people in general. I see it in both men and women. They say they want this one thing. And they, like, for example, they say they want honesty. And then when somebody's being honest with them, they get mad at that person for being honest. Because the truth is, a lot of people don't necessarily want honesty. A lot of people want the person to want what they want. And when they don't want what they want, they get mad at that person. And that's not fair. For example, I'm a girl who has been celibate for a very long time. I would love to meet. There have been times where I've told men that I was celibate, and guess what? They walked away. I always respect it because I would much rather you tell me the truth than try to act like, oh, let me see if I can do it, and then end up hurting my feelings down the line. No, just be honest. Just know what you want. So I really respect a person who knows what they want. That's just me, y'all. I respect this brother. Because he knows what he wants and he knows what he don't want. And he's sounding like he don't really want monogamy. And I feel that I'm okay with that. Because y'all is out here crashing out over this brother. Like, y'all done canceled my brother. And I'm like, what did he say wrong? He really did not say wrong. He didn't say F monogamy. Let's roll the next clip. Because actually, in the next clip, I think he says he honors the system. He does. Let's roll it.
And from observing people who play those roles, my parents included, I see some blind spots. You know what I'm saying? Does that mean we have to throw away the whole system? Not necessarily. Like, I honor.
So the last clip was the most peculiar. That's how you say that word. The most peculiar clip to me, because he said people who play those roles like my parents. Okay, so that is very telling, because he said that monogamy feels performative, meaning that he thinks that people are who it sounds to me. This is just what I'm perceiving through my lens, because our perception is our reality. It sounds like he's saying people who are playing the roles of monogamy, it feels like he's saying that we fake. It feels like he's saying that they being fake. And he said, like my parents. It sounds like some underlying resentment, or I don't know. It sounds like some underlying something with his parents. Maybe they were monogamous, but maybe it wasn't he didn't get a full good example of monogamy. Because I hear a lot of people talk about how their parents argue like cats and dogs, how it was very toxic, how it made them question monogamy and not want it because of their parents. So it sounds like some hurt going on in there, because I'm like, what do you mean? Play roles like your parents? Why would you compare that to your parents? Because I feel like if he was saying that his parents set a great example, he wouldn't have said playing roles like my parents. I think he would have said something like, I really respect monogamy because my parents gave me a great example, instead of playing roles like my parents. That was kind of like, what you mean? He did say there are a lot of blind spots in monogamy. And I think that has to do with trust, because it is the most vulnerable, strongest act to give someone the fullness of your heart, because you are giving them the access to hurt you. So I get that. Lastly, he says he honors the system. That's the part where I'm like, where are y'all getting this from in these interviews? Because he said he honors the system, but y'all are acting like he done said F monogamy and everything it stands for, but he never said that. He never said that, y'all. Like, get this man a break. I get it. He doesn't agree with with what you agree with. And I'm okay with that, bro. Like, I don't judge folks for wanting what they want. Just leave me out of it. Like, just like you don't like when people try to force their views onto you, don't try to force your views on them. Like, okay, so he said some more stuff, and I got it from, like, an article. So he said, does that mean we have to throw away the whole system? Not necessarily. Like, I honor the tradition, and I love the simplicity of monogamy and how we can still maintain, how we can still remain whole and still remain true to ourselves as individuals, as independent people and thinkers living this life while still honoring the safety and the principle and the tradition of, you know, loyalty or connection. So he's saying we don't have to throw the whole system away. He's saying that he honors the simplicity of monogamy because, I mean, juggling a whole bunch of people, I mean, that gotta be a headache. But what did he say? I'm sorry. I'm skipping around. It's independent people, thinkers. And he said that you can remain true to yourself and whole and still remain true to yourself as an individual while you're in a relationship and the tradition of loyalty. But he also went on to say his approach to love these days is more about intentionality and making sure that whatever your dynamic he chooses, it's one based on authenticity rather than obligation. Rather you do. He said, whatever you do, just do it wholeheartedly. And that's what I respect about Seth, his character. He was 10 toes down about what he needed. And he said, and isn't that the goal? And isn't that the real goal, whether it's monogamy or non-monogamy? And that's the thing. He never said he gonna be polygamous. Like, the way y'all done conflated his character with who he is as a person is crazy. That is not what that man said. Because I've literally seen so many think pieces on this whole topic, and I'm like, that is not what that man said. That man did not say he wants polygamy. He did say he wants non-monogamy, but non-monogamy could mean he just don't want to be in a relationship. He just wants to be single. Non-monogamy literally means I just want to be single. So I'm not defending this brother. All I'm saying is he didn't say what y'all saying he said. Okay. All right. So this just makes me think about in my book, How to X Your Ex, right? So I have a whole chapter talking about perception is reality, right? And how when we are trying to heal from things and people, we are healing through the lens of our own perception and our own reality, right? So you may be hurting right now and the last dude you dated could have hit you with some, I don't believe in monogamy. Or not, yeah, like the, because there's some folks out here is with the whole go with the flow movement, is with the whole what's understood don't need to be defined element. And they will try to convince you to be down with that. And then you'll try to like either be like Quinn in her role with self, like, oh, I'm gonna go with it. Or you'll be like, nah, I'm cool. But it does piss you off. But what I'm saying is, That person could have hurt you, and now because you got pissed off, you done took this whole situation with Kofi and bent it all up. Well, he ain't never say that. So when you are in your healing journey, make sure that you have the right perception, because when you are healing, perception is everything. You have to perceive it correctly. So instead of perceiving something like this as, oh, I wish I could, because I know in the past, like when somebody didn't rock with what I wanted to, when I was like in my low self-worth era, I would just be like, oh, I wish I was down with that. Or, oh, I wish I felt like that. Or, oh, I wish I was less of a lover girl. But nowadays I'm like, no, I'm actually grateful that I found that out about this person and that now I can move on and not waste my time because we just not aligned. So it's like, I don't see it as a flaw. I see it as a misalignment. And that's just what it is. So, and then it's after Valentine's Day. And if somebody try to play in y'all face on Valentine's Day, this the only book y'all need. This the only book y'all need is somebody try to play in your face on Valentine's Day. How to Ask Your Ex. Okay, if you've been going back and forth and forward and back and you still ain't gotten over that person, go ahead and get the book. It's on Amazon. It's even on Audible if you don't even want to do all that. Like, go ahead and get the book. But yeah, so my biggest takeaway from this interview is that man didn't say that. Y'all done put words in this man's mouth. That man didn't say that. Okay. All right, y'all. Until next time. Bye. Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.